Hello and welcome to Emerald Expressions, where we use words to polish the gem that is the human mind. I'm your host, Jaira, the Emerald Emirate, and today I'm joined by
Janice or Quirky Jerk on Twitter.
You have anything you want to shout out before we start?
No.
That's fine. So today's topic is something that came up in a conversation between I and a friend a few months ago, and I decided, hey, that's probably a good topic to discuss on the podcast. But basically, we're going to be discussing compliments. The original conversation came in the context of how men and women give and receive compliments, but I decided to expand it to like compliments in general to make it a more inclusive topic for everyone. That being said, let me ask the first question. What do you consider a compliment?
A compliment to me is something you say to let someone know that they did something like right or it looks good, or that would make that person smile when they heard it.
So like positive reinforcement.
Yes. But that will positively reinforce that person. That's key. Because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else we want to add to that answer before we move on?
No, that's my answer for my definition of a compliment. Now, what people actually do in real life, that's a bit different, but that's what a compliment should be.
That's fair. I always try to make sure. What is the difference between flirting and a compliment?
Flirting has a goal, while compliments have a goal too, but flirting has a self-serving goal, while compliments are more of a selfless goal, like on their own. So people can give compliments while they're flirting, but the reason that they're giving the compliments is to serve themselves, which is to gain something from that person.
I guess I could agree with that that definition, but
just like I would
say that flirting could be insidious. Hmm? Like people could be mutually flirting where they both are saying something. I feel like the type of flirting you just described is more of the grosser.
No. Grosser. When I use the word self-serving, I don't always mean it in a bad way, but anything that you do, for the most part, there's something to get out of it. So like even like paying for groceries, what you get out of that is you get to eat food. Like that's not a bad thing, but it's self-serving. Like you wouldn't give your money to the store for any other reason.
Giving compliments to other people can be self-serving.
It could be.
Like you feel compliment others.
It could be, but it doesn't have to be. So me giving a compliment to someone else, you know, it might not, I'm only trying to make them feel better generally. So like if I say, oh girl, that looks good, like it really don't do nothing for me when I say that, but it might do something for them. But like, if I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, get to know that person better, and I'm going to use a compliment to segue into the conversation, now it becomes self-serving. Now that does not mean it's a bad thing.
I mean, some people giving compliments pleases them. Not they're doing it because they like to compliment others, not because the compliment makes the other person feels good.
And that's fine. Feel good. That's fine too. It doesn't have to not be self-serving for it to be a good thing. Like, if it makes them feel better to give somebody a compliment, that's fine. But that's also unfair to the person. So, like, say that person, like me, I don't really like certain types of compliments. There are compliments I'm like, yes, give me all those. But, like, if someone was like, oh, girl, you looking sexy today, that's not going to make me smile. But they want to tell me this compliment because they want to see, you know, that make them feel better to give somebody a compliment, but it didn't make me feel better.
That actually leads into the next question. What kinds of compliments do you like to receive?
So like for me, in which I'm literally speaking for me, because I know I've heard other people say differently, but for me, I like compliments on like stuff that I do, like what I actually like produce, things that I say. Like if it's smart or whatever, funny, like I like those kind of compliments. I don't really, and then like pretty is cool, But like once you get past like pretty, then you've probably stepped past not the boundary I want you to go to. So like once you start saying something like, oh, you look sexy, you look this, you look that, blah, 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 we can stop there. I don't care for none of that. But some women like those compliments, and that is their, you know, that's their choice. That's their what they like. And that's why I was saying, like, compliments, it depends on who that person is. Like, that doesn't motivate me to do nothing, to smile, to be happy about it, to nothing. So, but for other people, they want to hear that stuff. And that's their choice.
So you prefer compliments that's more about your achievements or something that you tangibly do rather than just, like, your physical appearance. Mm-hmm. Fair enough, fair enough. I'm somewhat similar in that regard as well, so I totally can understand that mindset. Well, this is sort of like a follow-up question, but why do you think you're like that? Like, why do you think that you don't like to receive compliments about your physical appearance as much as about things you've done or your achievements, stuff like that?
Well, I feel like on one hand, I feel like I've gotten a lot of the more physical compliments, and they be from an empty place, you know, like on the street, like at a gas station. Like, I don't want to hear some strange man that's outside of the gas station tell me anything, like nothing. I don't even want you to say nothing to me, let alone do I want you to say that you were looking at my body in a sexual manner. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you look sexy, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to know that you were just literally sitting there thinking about me in a sexual manner. That's not my business. And for me, growing up, the only person that would like give me like compliments about stuff I would do would be like my grandma. And like she was like, oh my god, you're so smart, blah blah blah, like look what my granddaughter did type stuff. Like she was the only person that would do those type of accolades, and I enjoyed those because it's like, oh, you're proud of me or something, you know, like you're showing that you're proud of something that I did rather than a physical thing, like I'm just our my physical body, which is like everybody has a body and everybody's attracted to somebody. So me being attractive to you doesn't really make my day unless I want to be attractive to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't care to be attractive to everybody. I would prefer to be able to just not and be like, turn it off. Like there's like a light switch or something, like turn it off for like, you know, on Twitter now they have it where people can only reply if you follow them. Or you add them. Yeah. I wish I could do that for compliments. Like, I don't want them if they're like physical. But if like I have on a cute outfit or something, oh, you put the outfit together well, that'll be great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind those
that, compliments. Praising your efforts and your style, mm-hmm. rather than you as like a person or your physical like appearance.
Yeah, because I feel like for the most part, for all the compliments that I've had in my life, like one time I'll give you an example. I was walking down the street. And this guy is driving by. And he's yelling from his car.
Like, see, as soon as you heard you said driving by, I knew it was not gonna be good.
Yes, you can start to
never.
Nothing good comes from someone driving by and yelling. So he's like yelling, like, I think it was something about my ass. He was like, yo, the ass is fat, blah, blah, blah. And I looked and I was like, I tried to ignore him, but he was really loud. And then because I did not give him any attention, he starts calling me all out my name, like it really hurt my feelings. I don't know why it hurt my feelings that day, but I actually started crying. Like, I don't know what was wrong with me that day, because normally I would just cuss them out, but for some reason that day it was just overwhelming, and I was just like, why do I have to give you
deal with that
energy that I didn't ask from you? Like, I didn't talk to you, I didn't make eye contact with you, I don't even know you, but because I didn't give you the energy that you wanted.
Entitled to my time.
Right. You get to cuss me out. You get to call me anything out your mouth because I didn't give you the energy you wanted. Like, really?
Yeah, that's really gross, and I hate that. Yeah. That sort of mindset.
It's you know, more of my own problem or whatever, but it also has...
It's not necessarily a problem. It's just... That's the things you like.
Yeah, so it's like, for me, that's only just one example. I've been going through that my whole life. Like, people have touched me in public that I don't know. Like, because
they give their consent. That should be basic, but like, bruh, What the hell's wrong with people? Don't touch anyone who hasn't said, yes, you can touch me.
Exactly. But people don't think like that. So, yes, I have been groped in public just because you thought I was attractive. I don't even know you.
Fucking disgusting. Exactly. By the way, that applies to both genders, or, well, all genders, I guess, because it's not just a binary system, but, like, anyone. That applies to every person.
Yeah, I mean, women, like, do it girls, to men. They do it, I mean, and girls do it to girls, like, and guys do it to guys.
Random people on the street, like, non-binary, whatever you are, don't touch someone else if they didn't say you can touch them. Exactly. That's gender exclusive.
And just because stop being creeps. Think they're attractive does not mean that they have to do anything about that.
You do not have the right to invade anyone's personal space or to their bodies. So don't touch them unless they say, "Yeah, you can touch me." Like, and also probably, you know, in general, if you don't know them, it's probably a good idea to not ask to touch someone, something like. Random people on the street, don't ask to touch my hair. Like,
oh my god,
the fuck! I'm not a petting zoo
at all. Oh, and I hate, you know, the other compliments that I hate, the backhanded ones where it's like, so like I'm natural with my hair, so like sometimes I'll straighten it. Well, like maybe like once a year I'll straighten it and I'll go to work. Oh my god, you look so pretty with your straight hair. Like, what you trying to say? I had the same face when my hair was curly. So, what is you trying to say? Mm. You should wear it like that more often. Or, you should mind your business and go do some work.
How about be my dick? How about that?
You should mind, you know, non-black people business. And I'm going to, you know, mind my black business. We can keep it like that.
How about, you should really, yeah, you exactly like you said. You should eat your and be quiet.
That's it.
Or...
You can say it looks nice, because I would appreciate, you know, I paid for it, probably, so, you know, that's fine. But don't come over here and tell me what I should do more often, and don't talk to me.
If I didn't ask for your advice, don't offer it. Right. I don't need your 2 cents.
None of it. I got my own money.
I work hard for my money.
Yeah, that's why, though, I don't like those type of compliments. And maybe people that have not been through the same type of trauma with that, maybe they might not feel the same way.
I feel like as a black woman, especially, you kind of get it both ways. Like, you get the racial microaggressions, but you also get the gender / sexual So, like, I won't comment on at least the gender part, because, like, I've never experienced it, but especially as, like, a black man, people will say all kinds of wild shit to you and then expect you to just be cool with it. Like, no. No.
No.
Or people will try to stick their nose into your business when you're just minding your business and going about your day. Like, people think they're entitled to know what you're doing or that kind of stuff. Like, right. Motherfucker, my bills, you don't shut the fuck up. I don't gotta tell you shit.
Yeah, folks be wild, and they need to respect boundaries more often. But
I mean, it's not always like, sometimes it's they're coming from a place of, like, in their mind, good, but the way they go about it, and because of the society we're in and kind of bullshit that's been pumped into them, they think they're generally complimenting you, but it's actually they're insulting. Like, oh, that looks so professional. You look so professional with your hair like that. And my regular hair doesn't look professional? Why? Right. Why do you think my hair is professional? What kind of bullshit made...
They don't even know that... They don't even realize how, like, racist they sound. Because if you told them... If you immediately said that's racist, they're like, no, that's not racist. What do you mean?
I didn't say that because you're black. I said it because afros are, like, not seen as professional.
And why not?
Which is also years out.
So let's talk my God. About why that's racist. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss. Let's unpack that.
Are you, like, saying that, like, seriously?
No, I'm sorry, unpack. We don't have to unpack it. We understand the concept, but I will tell my coworkers in a heartbeat that's racist. I will tell them in a heartbeat. Oh, that's racist. Wait, what? No, I don't. it's okay. It's racist. If no one ever tells you, then you'll never know. So
then don't say that again.
Right. Move differently. I'm not saying you are a racist, because that might not be true, but what you just said
was racist.
Right.
Probably in the future, don't say shit like that. Just give me a heads up, bruh.
Because you might not have a next time.
In the future, you do say something like that, you've established a pattern.
Right.
Now, and you can't shit, cuss you out.
Now you can't say you're not a racist. You have
fixed. I told you. I've informed you. You can't say shit later on. You've been warned. Moving on to the next question then. What kinds of compliments do you like to give?
I like to give the same type of compliments that I like to get. So, or it depends. So, like, if someone posts a picture and I can tell by the picture that their goal was to get a type of compliment. So, like, if a girl posts a provocative picture and she's like, my friend, and I will give them a compliment, oh, you look great or something, or, like, you know, give her that what I feel like her goal might be. In that, but like in real life, without the without being able to like see, you know, a goal of what you're trying to do, I usually just give like, you know, self-worth compliments, stuff like that, like, oh, you know, you look beautiful, you know, oh, I like your hair, stuff like that, like, you know, stuff that if I see, especially if I see somebody natural and I see like, you know, they took some time to do their hair, I'm gonna give you that compliment because I know what you would do to get that done. But you know, I like your style. Oh my God, your smile, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, anything that I think would make that person feel good.
But
you, I'm definitely not walking around calling people pieces of meat.
So you like to give compliments that are more geared towards something that's personal for that person, or something that you feel like will make that person feel like you're noticing their actions or their efforts and stuff like that.
Because I feel like people don't normally get those. Like, you'll get the generic, like, oh, you know, looking good, but okay, did you look at me for real, or are you just saying that because I'm walking by? Like, you know, but people don't.
Yeah, I try to. I do things like that. Like, if I see you in a nice outfit, I try to point out things or maybe ask about certain pieces of the outfit. Like, if I see you have like a night new nails, I ask you about the nail color and that kind of stuff. Like, or oh my God, I like your makeup. That's a nice highlight, that kind of stuff. I try to be more in depth with the types of compliments I give. I try to get something that's specific to the person, so they know I'm paying attention, and also so they, whatever it is that I'm complimenting, whether it be something they did or maybe a feature that maybe people don't talk about a lot, I'm trying to say like, oh, this is something you should be proud of as well, because I think that's a cool feature on you. Not that my opinion matters too much, but like, you know, it's something.
Yeah. I also don't expect anything in return for my compliments. So I do notice more so men, I will say, but in my experience, when they give you a compliment, they want you to say something back more than thank you. Like, but like for like the girls that like I've experienced their compliments, you know, they just, you say thank you. And they're good. They're on their way.
Like, are you saying like, they have like a certain response they want, or they're trying to get at you, or just like men want more than just the blase, just a little thank you. They want you to acknowledge whatever it is they said.
Like, they feel like a compliment warrants more. So like, they'll say something like, oh, you know, even if it's not a sexual comment, even if they are versed enough to not give a sexual compliment, it'll still be with the intention to start a conversation or to like, you know, just kind of like, kind of vibe you out, try to see where you're going, to see if they could potentially lead to something more. Like, they, it's rarely a compliment without something extra.
So you're saying like, in general, men, when they compliment, they tend to have, I won't say a nefarious, but they have some sort of agenda they're trying to accomplish with that compliment.
Generally. And I will say, you know, in the last couple years, men have learned to give a compliment for the sake of a compliment, but I don't encounter that very often myself. For the most part, the compliments I receive from like people that don't necessarily know me already, there is more to their motive. It's never where I can just say, oh, thank you, and they go on about their day. It's like, I say thank you, and then there's more words coming out of their mouth. Like, why are we doing this?
Do you think it's like something like they're trying to get into a romantic, or maybe they just want to be like friends?
Well, you lead off with a compliment. I try not to assume people's intentions.
I might do that occasionally. Like, I'll lead off with a compliment, and then if I find you interesting, I might try to extend the conversation, get to know you a little bit better, because like I'm always looking for new friends. Or how would you say the split would be from your experience or how you've seen it, between like someone trying to like shoot a shot and maybe someone just trying to lead off with a compliment to perhaps make a new friend?
For me, I rarely have guys in person try to be my friend first, which isn't always like, it's not a problem. I'm going to turn you down, but I'm not upset at it. But once I turn you down, which how you act or whatever, that is the deciding factor of where we're going with this. It's been like with Twitter, I have more guys that want to be just my friend, but in real life, I don't really encounter that.
Okay, that's fair enough. I can see how that would happen.
It's not like a bad thing that, you know, you guys are like on the hunt to find a potential mate. I get it. And I'm not offended by it. It's just literally your energy after I turn you down, because I'm going to turn you down.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. This is unfortunately a problem I've noticed, especially a lot in men, that they don't know how to treat a rejection. Like, it's not that serious. If someone, you say something to a girl or I guess a guy on the street, and they're not into it, just be like, okay, and move on. Like, a lot of people will be like, man, fuck that bitch, or man, fuck that hoe. You wasn't all that anyway. Like, I've never understood that reaction.
Well, I've never understood
that reaction. Yeah, being rejected is not fun, but like,
right now.
Like, you literally 2 seconds ago was like saying, hey, beautiful, hey, blah, 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 blah. Now that's a rejection. It's like, fuck that bitch. Like I'll never understand that, man.
Just back off. Like, keep okay, man, energy. Have a good day. Thank you for your time.
Like, okay, like that one didn't work out.
Sorry, let's go on something. Anything, just not that. Not
or just literally, all you gotta do is say you're not interested. I am gonna keep moving with your business. It's like, it's not like she's the only girl that exists in the world, or the only guy that exists in the world.
You don't know what it is. Everything in human. And then even when you say, I got a boyfriend. Oh, you have friends? No, stupid. No.
Oh, I actually like talked about that on the last podcast, and I was like, I seriously wonder, has that line ever worked for anyone?
I'm sure it works for the girls that want to have people on the side.
Yeah.
But it's not like I can really, like, once you're in this box like, of trying gross. To pursue me in any capacity, then I can't take you out that box no more. Like I don't friend zone people that try to talk to me. Like, it's usually people that I know, and then eventually they'll like, you know, oh, you know, interested in you. I'm just like, oh no, thank you, but you know, but it's like we already have a friendship already. It's like, so you can stay my friend. But it's rare that I've ever been like approached by a guy and I'm like, yeah, let's be friends. Actually, let's do that. No, it's usually somebody I already know. Because I have some other reason to know you. Like work, or you know, you're in my friend group for some reason through another friend or something. But it's rare that I don't think I've ever met somebody like outside and told them I had a boyfriend and it was like, oh, can you have friends? And I was like, yeah, let's be friends.
Your boyfriend don't let you have friends? And that is a fucking corniest, slimiest line ever.
Right, because I know your intention isn't to be my friend, so why would I do that?
Like, just be straight up. Like, damn, I'm trying to be a side piece. So? You want a side piece?
I have heard like, you I feel say, like, do you cheat?
I feel like, I mean, it's still gross, but I feel like I have at least a little bit more respect for the guy that's straight up like, oh, you want a side piece? Because, like, at least you're being honest about your intentions.
Right.
Like, you do not want to be that woman's friend. Don't even fucking play. Just say what you want. Be straight up. And, like, I'm sure there are some women out there who are receptive to having a side piece. I mean, don't play like you're trying to do something else than what you're really trying to do. Because, like, at that point, you're lying and wasting people's time.
Right.
Do you want to move on to the next question? Hello?
Yes. Well, I didn't hear your question.
Oh. I said, did you want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, we can. I heard you say, do you want to, and then it kind of went to nothing.
It cut out. Yeah, I got the case of that happens, unfortunately, on Anchor. That actually leads us into the next question of what we were just discussing. Does being in a relationship affect how you react to a compliment?
No, not for me, anyway. Because even if I was single, I might accept more of the, not the sexual kind, but, like, you know, the compliment, and that leads to a conversation, I might accept more of those. Mm. But it wouldn't, how I receive a compliment wouldn't change.
Mm. So, like, you might be more receptive to a compliment that leads into someone shooting their shot if you were single, but actual compliment, you're like, oh, you feel the same about how the compliment
Yeah, it still makes has to be a respectful compliment when I receive it. Mm. I still don't want to hear, oh, you sexy, you bad. Like, oh, and the other compliments I never like, because I used to live in Alabama, and I used to get these all the time, like red bone and, like, yellow bone and all that, like, me and light skin, I hate those compliments. Like,
Colorist bullshit.
I hated them more than anything because I felt like you only see me because I'm light skinned. Like, you don't see me for me. Like, at all. Mm. Like, I'm just a light skinned person to you that you are attracted to, and you're only attracted to me because I'm light skinned. Like,
you're attracted to the ideal of, like, light skinnedness rather right. than me.
And it's like, while I want to be cute, you're still focused on the light skin part. Like,
like, if I had the same exact facial features but I was a few shades darker, would you have the same type of energy?
Right. And I actually don't like talking to people solely, like, in my dating experience, I don't like being with people that are only interested in me because of my looks. I need you to have, I don't really like being approached too much in passing, because I feel like you don't know anything about me and you're only attracted to me for my looks, and I don't really like that. Like, I like for it to be, like, some type of natural setting where, so you can, there could have been a conversation, and then you're like, oh, I like the way you, you know, carry a conversation. Are you interested in doing something, you know?
Sure. The first thing people see is your looks, and, like, then they decide, oh, this person's interesting, I have to get to know them. That's how, like, a lot of interactions work.
Yeah, and that's fair, but I don't want you to, like, the starting the conversation is fine. But I need you to start the conversation, see if we, you know, we even have a vibe before you walk up to me like, yo, let me get your number. Like, no. I don't give strangers my number. I don't know you. What's your name? Where do you, like, you know, anything. Like, you know.
It can't just be like, oh, they see you and immediately ask for your number. They have to walk over, initiate the conversation. Then if the conversation is good, say, oh, can I see you another time, or can I?
Yeah,
get your number
exactly. Because I feel like if you're only after me for my looks, then, which I'm not the baddest. I'm not trying to say I'm not, like, you know, the finest thing since sliced bread or nothing like that. But
pretty cute.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't want it to be solely for my looks, because I want there to be a deeper connection.
You want the attraction to be more than just simply physical.
Mm-hmm. It does need. I would like for the, you know, there has to be a physical attraction. That's off top. But that's such a general thing that I would want it to be more specific. Like, oh, she made me laugh. A lot of girls don't make me laugh that much. So I'm going to see, you know, what's about, you know?
She had a very stimulating, I had a very stimulating conversation. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Or her interests seem to be similar to mine type stuff. But, like, I don't want it to be just like, yo, what's your number? Whoa there, sir. Who are you?
Why do you think you're entitled to my number, right, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I see. I can totally see that. That makes a lot of sense to me as well. To be honest, I'm not really the type of guy that like walks up to random women on the street and like asks them for their number. When I talk to a girl, I've at least seen them for a little bit, so I have at least a small bit of an idea of what the kind of person they are. Like, I'm not the type of person that just slides in random DMs or like walks up to random women. It's like, I don't know. Like, I'm very cautious about that kind of stuff. I don't want to be that creepy guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But everybody's DMs saying anything. That
like grosses me out extremely.
Horny?
There's a time and a place for we horny, but like my we horny shouldn't be affecting your ability to just be live your life, if you know, if you feel me.
That's still the funniest first message I've ever seen.
Wait, so
it came out on Twitter like maybe a year or two ago, but one person was like going in everybody's DMs saying just wild stuff, and then one of the things he had said to somebody was like, the first message was we horny with a question mark, like, sir.
Sir, I don't know you. Why is that the first thing out your mouth?
You're not gonna say hi or nothing. You're just gonna pop up in here with this. I'm just okay.
I mean, that's probably the second worst thing you could do, rather than just pop up with a straight up dick pic.
Honestly, I think that the dick pic is the worst. Like, the only thing worse than that.
Like, sir, you're not gonna. There's no preamble. There's no like lead up to that.
There's not a greeting of any sort.
Nick, I'm trying to see some puss. Like, this is Wendy's. Can you relax?
No, we are not, actually. Thank you for asking.
We're not. Thank you. Can you kindly leave my DMs now?
Right. I would just block them. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, people are wild. But I'm sure someone like him, I don't know him specifically, like I can't speak for him, but that DM is indicative of a person that will be outside hawking people down all day long, sitting on a corner, talking to every female that walks by. Like, it doesn't matter how old they are, how young they are, how cute they are, but he's trying to get at every last one of them. And then when some little person, some girl that don't have, you know, nothing better to do, gives him some attention, then he's, you know, he's ready to go.
He's a value shooter, not a quality shooter.
You just out here, you know, 0.001 from the free throw.
0.01 from the free throw.
I'm here shooting my shot
from the three.
Missing.
I think Shaq only took three threes in his entire career and made one. So why do you think compliments are so hard for some people to hear? It seems like yourself included, or at least certain kinds of compliments are hard for you to hear.
Well, for me, it's just really been like, even when I was younger, compliments always came with something like, let me get this. I gave you a compliment. Like, what? So it's like whenever, like once that's like, you know, conditioned into your, how you operate, like a compliment, like, okay, so like we think about like Pavlov's dog or whatever, right? The bell equals food. Compliment equals you want something. So when you hear a compliment, you're like, man, what do you want? Like even for me right now, if somebody texts me, hey, how you doing? I'm gonna say, what do you want? Because you don't care how I'm doing, what's up, what you need? People think I'm rude for that, but you don't have to waste time trying to see. You don't really care how I am. You came for something. And it's fine. I'm not mad. If I can do what you're texting me for, I'm gonna do it. I don't need people to, like, you know, coddle me into, you know, doing something for them. I don't need to, oh, you know, how you been? How's your mom? Blah, blah, blah. I don't need all that. Just what you need. And if I can do it, I'll do it. I don't need the fluff, I guess. And with a compliment, it's the same thing. So it's like, you give me this, oh, you know, I really like this dress you have on today. And then I say, thank you. Hey, do you think you could do this? All of a sudden, now that compliment's gone because now you're asking for something. And that's how, literally my whole life, it's been like a compliment. Then it's like, oh, can you do this? Or where can I do this? Or some question follows it.
I said like the carrot and the stick, like they give you something nice to set up what they're asking for.
And that's my thought process on it, because I feel like if I experienced that, I'm not an anomaly. So other people probably experience that too. So then it's like,
Butter
oh,
it
well,
up,
you won.
especially like I feel like a lot of parents experience this. Like the kid will butter them up before they ask something. So like a lot of parents are like, "What do you want? You're complimenting me. What do you want? You want something? Just tell me."
Right. So it's like for me, and I'm also just really straightforward. And a lot of people think I'm like, a lot of people really call me like rude for stuff. Like I'll say a flat no. Like I don't say no thank you. I don't say, well, I do say no thank you if it's like, you know, someone like offers me some food or something like that. But like if you ask me to do something and I'm not gonna do it, I'm gonna say no. I'm not gonna smile. I'm not gonna, you know, be like, oh, I don't have the time, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna say no. And be like, that's mean. I'm like, how's that mean? I gave you an answer. The answer was no. And it's just like I don't do all that, like, you know, the superfluous fluffing of information, so that when it gets to you, by the time you hear me say no, I didn't say, oh, you know, if only I had the time, and all these other words that don't mean no, like you're leaving hope. If the answer is no, say no. And then there's no hope. Somebody can move on. They don't have to wait to see, oh, do you have time? You said if you had time, you would do it. So I'm coming
Slam
back.
the door
Tell me if you
shut.
have time.
Don't leave them a gap for them to stick their toe into and try to open
Right, close door.
it. I
And this
mean,
morning, I seen
I'm
some
probably
like
a
thread the
little, at
other day.
least a little bit more, I won't say simple, but I'm
Gentle.
at least a little bit more, what's the word? Receptive to that kind of stuff than you are. But like a lot of times, I'm very blunt and straightforward. I'm just like, if it's a no, it's a no, bruh. If it's a yes, it's a yes. If it's a maybe, that's probably a soft no. We'll see
But I'll
though.
tell you, if I say maybe, there actually is a chance. So if I say maybe instead of no, that means there's a chance, and I just don't know right now
Yeah.
because some other determining factor. But
I mean,
in a
like
thread,
a maybe for me
maybe.
is like a soft no in the sense that like, probably not, but like, who knows?
I'll see.
I'll see. If the
Keep an
cards
eye out.
align, we can work something out, but like probably not.
Right. It's not guaranteed. I can't 100% say
Like,
yes.
do not expect, if I give you a name, you don't, that is not a clear yes. Do not expect something from me. Unless I give you a clear yes, it's probably not going to happen. Maybe later on I might remember, and like if it's something that's not too tedious, I might do it. But most of the times, a maybe from me is like, meh. Probably not. We'll see. It's
Yeah.
a non, it's a very non-committal answer.
And I won't say maybe if there's an absolute no chance, though. Like, if there's like no chance, I'm just gonna
Yeah, same. Like
no.
if
I'm gonna tell
I'm not
myself,
gonna do
though.
something, like if I don't want to go someplace, I'm just gonna say, yeah, I'm not going. I don't want to go. What? You trying to do this? Nah, I'm good. You can do that. Y'all have it. Like I won't like try to ruin the fun or anything, but like if I'm not interested, I make it very clear. Yeah, that's not for me. That's like Randy from American Idol. That's a no for me, dog.
Right. Off top. Like if I say no too, I'm not gonna change my mind
Yeah.
later either. I'm not gonna be
Like,
like,
don't
oh,
do
I
that.
said no 2 weeks ago.
Like, if
Not either.
it's a maybe for me or like not a hard no, I just won't say anything. But like, if I say no, don't try to change my mind. It's a no.
Right. There's no convincing me after I've said no.
Not
Like unless you know
all.
for a fact that why I'm saying, like if you're like my friend, like somebody I confide in, if you know that my reasoning for saying no is something that is inaccurate to the situation. So like if I say something like no, I don't want to go, and you're like, oh, so and so won't be there. And I'm like, oh, okay, then I might go. Like if you have some other piece of information that might
Love it. That's good.
change my mind.
Depending on the situation, that no might change. If you give me some context, but most of the time,
Yeah, but
it's a hard
most of the
no.
time it's a no.
Like,
Like, oh, do
you're
you
not going to
smoke?
change my
No,
mind. And
or
if you try to
something.
convince me, now you're angry because like you're not responding. I
Right.
know.
But why not? Like, come
So I
on, you sound
said
so
no.
serious.
Respect that.
Right.
Like, if you say no to something, I'm not going to say, but you should. No, I'm going to be like, oh, shit. Okay. Damn.
Now we're going to have a problem.
Another thing. She don't want to do it. Okay, cool. I'm gonna do it by myself, but I'm going to find something else.
My new favorite thread is I can push a harder line if you want. If you want to take it there, we can do that. What do you mean by that? Take it how you want. But I said no.
That is such a mature adult way of saying fuck you. I can take a harder line, aka eat a dick, sir.
We can take this outside. I can cut you off for life. We could do whatever you want, but the answer's still gonna be no.
I like that. I might say that one time. I could take a harder line with you. Excuse me? I said what I said.
I don't like to repeat myself, so I don't want to say no twice.
You heard me. I know you heard me.
You heard me because you're arguing with me, so let's dial it back. Yeah, I've gotten real petty in my 30s, so, and not necessarily even petty, because I feel like petty is, like, over small stuff. I've gotten real, like, direct and, like, I don't have time anymore. Like, I don't have, like, the time to explain nothing like I did in my 20s, like, I will explain something if someone really doesn't know, but if I've already done that and you still didn't get it, it's me explaining, it's not going to help again. Like, it didn't help last time. Like, if you have a question, I'll answer it. But to go through a whole spiel for you not to have heard it the second time? Oh, no. We're not doing that. Oh, sorry, I had to stretch. But, yeah.
All right, moving on to the next question then. Does the person giving a compliment affect how you perceive it? I feel like you already touched on this topic, but go more in depth with it, please.
Okay, I can speak on this one in general because I know this one for a wider standpoint. So I will say pretty privilege is a real thing. So, like, if someone's attractive, like conventionally attractive to like a general population of people, their compliments would be better received than someone who's considered to be not attractive.
You're talking about pretty girl privilege or pretty, I guess.
No, pretty privilege, period, because men have it too. So like an attractive man, if an attractive man, I can say this right now, if an attractive man said a sexual comment to me, I might not cuss him out as badly as I would probably an ugly person. But he's going to get cussed out regardless.
I mean, he might get a couple less F-bombs, but you'll still get the... you might give him the two-piece, but you won't give him the biscuit.
Right, but because it's like, there's a certain level of... It's very shallow. And it's not just me, I know it's not. But of why do you feel like you can talk to me? Like, and it's shallow as hell, and I know that, and I can admit that. But it is a level of like, I'm not saying ugly people can't give people compliments. That's not what I'm saying. But the type of compliment that you give will, you know, like, if you're super, super ugly, you're like, ooh, I want you to be my girl. I'm just going to be like, what is wrong with you? Why you thought that was okay? Where did you think that was going to land you? While someone that's more attractive, I'm just going to be like, no, LOL. Like, you know, like... nice try, but I'm gonna go type stuff rather than like you really thought.
You should have just sat there and ate your food, sir. Now I have to hurt your feelings.
I will say the nice compliments that I like, that I want to have, they can come from anybody and I'm gonna receive them all the same way. I'm not mean to people that I don't think are attractive, but when you try to be, you know, this, like if you feel like we don't, like I would date you and you're not attractive, and it's just like, wait, why is that? Are you not even that attractive, but like if you're not even in a realm of people like that I would consider dating in the first place, like let's say somebody that would normally like be on, that's what really bothers me. People be on the curb at the gas stations, I'm just like, I don't look like the type of person that would date you, so why are you talking to me? I need you to be at work. Why are you outside? What is going on here that you felt that you,
sir, it is 2 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon, why are you not at your job?
Exactly.
Have a job. It's like, if you don't, why are you hitting on me while I'm trying to get gas?
And if you do have a job, you would not be outside right now because you'd probably be on your way somewhere. You'd be at home, tired from work. Something.
You'd like be it is a very strange hour for you to just be at this gas station hitting on people. It does not seem that you have anything to do with your life right now.
Right. I don't understand why you looked at me and thought I was going to be the one, but I need you to scale it back, and I feel disrespected at the thought that you had. But, and I know I'm not the only person that thinks that way, because I've had that conversation with people like, girl, why he thought? Like, yes, girl, he was ugly. Even guys, though, like if a girl shoots their shot and she's ugly, the guy would be like, why she thought she could talk to me? So, for the most part, if it's a good compliment, I'm gonna accept it the same way no matter who it is or how they look. But if it is like a shoot your shot type of compliment, it's gonna be different depending on how you look.
Yeah,
the end result gonna be the same, but the delivery may sting a little more if you're not attractive.
So do you think men and women have different standards for what counts as a compliment?
I feel like every individual does. So, like, I feel like it isn't necessarily a male-female thing, more so as it is just, like, the individual person. So, like, a girl, like, I really feel like guys be thinking those, like, oh, I will suck a fart out your ass comments or compliments. I think they
really like most of the guys that do that are joking, but, like, there's probably at least a small minority that think that's actually a compliment, which... the grand majority of those comments are like them just fucking around.
Like, I know it's probably like a joke, but I feel like they think it's flattering. Like, oh, I would drink your bath water. Like, that's nasty. Like, I wouldn't want you to do that no matter what. There's like no instance where I want you to be drinking my bath water. Like, but I feel like those, like, while they might be quote unquote joking, like, oh, I'm just kidding with you, ha ha ha, like, no, you meant, like, you thought it would make me smile. You thought it would be like, oh, I'm gonna respond to this. Oh, you drink my backwater? Cool. Like, and then, like, oh my God, when men send those, like, messages out the blue of, like, what they would do to you sexually. Out the blue, like you just not me. This hasn't happened to me like in a while, but I see screenshots.
I've seen a lot of myself as well. Like there's one particular guy that just got within the last few weeks got fucking roasted because he was sending all this wild shit to a lot of women, and like he kept bragging about his bank account and like, yeah, I got $7,000 in here.
Like, okay.
Sir, what does that do for me?
You trying to give me the 7,000 or is it just in the bank?
I have 12,000 and what you trying to do?
Right, like what are we doing? But no, this guy literally was not only one, but I've seen a plethora of these screenshots where the guy is like, oh, I just wanna like, you know, basically like rapping in a Ludacris song. I want to lick you from your head to your toe. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like,
sir, even if I was receptive to this, you live in the ass crack of nowhere. The fuck? How are you trying to accomplish this week?
It just be cracking me up. They be writing a Zane novel, and I'm just like, what do you want me to do with this? What I mean? Because I'm really good at weaning those people out immediately. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to play with you. But I literally, like, fall out laughing. Like, did you think this was going to work? Like, I want to, you know, make you a bubble bath and then put some essential oils in there and then sit you in there and then suck your toes. Sir, why is your imagination running so wild at 2 p.m.? Like,
okay, then what do you think? Then what do you think are like some compliments that women give?
Women are really bad at giving compliments, especially to men. I think like our arsenal is full of, oh, he's fine. And that really is it.
But what about him is fine?
See, our arsenal is small because men aren't motivated by compliments the same way women are.
I wouldn't say that. I feel like.
No. What I'm saying, I'm not saying that men don't deserve compliments and men don't like them and men aren't, they don't, you know, move differently when they get one. But because men pursue women more often than not,
men are usually the aggressors. Like, we have, I feel like this is something I've said recently, but I'm gonna say it again. Most women have no game. Like, they can't shoot shots.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have
women don't realize that shooting game is a skill. You have to practice that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot
that's
of women,
I'm telling you, our arsenal is full of he's fine, and that's really all.
A lot of women think that like liking 3 pictures on his Instagram or liking or commenting on 2 of his posts is like shooting a shot. Like, no, that's just you being friendly. Like, how do you expect that man to know you're trying to get at him just liking like 3 pictures? What, I liked 3 pictures and he didn't immediately slide in my DMs? Like, what's wrong with him? Like,
right?
Because like,
yeah, I don't,
if we expect the same thing from women, like, you, she liked 3 of my pictures, so I'm gonna slide in her DMs. People, women are like, this guy's a weirdo. You know what I mean, like the standards are very different of like what's considered shooting a shot for a woman and what's considered shooting the shot for a man. Like, men have to put a lot more effort. Like, I sort of went viral for a few months ago for like this certain tweet, just to explain the situation. There's this one tweet that like went super viral, like super viral. And it was like some girl complaining about like, I put all this effort into like setting up dates and pay for all the dates, blah, blah, blah. But I told the guy, man, you don't do nothing. And the guy said, but I bought you a McChicken. And like, that was the tweet. To that effect, like, the tweet no longer exists because I think the person either got suspended or deactivated. But that was basically the gist of the tweet. And like, I saw that tweet and I was like, this is kind of funny, but I was also like, this woman is complaining about stuff that men have to deal with on a daily basis.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. We do that all the time. And like, some men complain. I won't say like no one complains, but like, that's just expected of us. And like,
yeah.
And I made the joke like, oh, you guys are seeing how expensive dates are. Like, basically, like, just like, oh my God, you guys finally see a little taste of what it is to be like a man. And like, people absolutely lost their shit. Like, there's a whole bunch of misogynists in my comments. Like, yeah, tell them bitches. And I was like, no, sir. Please leave me alone. Bitter women in my comments, like, yeah, we the same. Blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, me. I was like, damn, who hurt you? Let that hurt go. I made a joke. Right. Relax.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
the point I was trying to make is, if you ask someone for their time, expect to pay for the date. Like, no, either gender. Like, if a girl asks me out to someplace, I'm not expecting to pay. I mean, I will pay if I have to, but I'm not expecting to because you asked me for my time. That's never happened to me, but like, if that was to happen, I'm not expecting to pay because you asked me for my time. If I ask you to go someplace, I'm expecting to pay. I don't expect you to pay because I'm asking for your time. That's just like a basic concept to me. Like, the person who initiates is the one who has to take... The person who initiates,
the onus is on them to pay.
Yeah, you take on the financial burden.
But if it's your idea, then you could afford to do it.
If you hadn't asked me to be out here, I would still be sitting on my couch,
spending nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
for the free. But yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, men aren't motivated by the compliments. That's more so what I meant. Like, men are doing the courting. So, like, women don't have to have this arsenal of compliments. Now, granted, I'm not saying no woman is good at complimenting. I'm just saying as a general outlook on
but it. Like, rather than saying men aren't motivated by comments, I would phrase that what you're trying to get across, that women aren't very good at complimenting.
Well, see, or that's
men,
not really...
Women don't know how to compliment men well. They don't know the kinds...
That's a statement, but men aren't going to stop pursuing women because men, or because women don't know how to compliment men. That's what I mean by they're not motivated by it. Like, when they see a woman, they're going to go after that woman, whether that woman can compliment him, you know, or not, or whether she does or does not. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by motivated. Not that in life they're not motivated by compliments, but that in dating, they don't pursue someone off their strength in complimenting. So, like, if I'm a bad complimenter, no one, that's not going to be held against me the way it would be held against a man.
I would say, like, there's been a lot of times where I've stopped talking to women because they were extremely dry. Like, you could tell they...
And that's fair. That's fair.
Tell that they never, like, guys always are just trying to get in their pants and they never had to build up any sort of conversational skill at all. I'm like, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Pretty people
seems family. Like you're not interested because you gave me very bland answers, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop talking. And then, like, they'll hit me up, like, why do you stop talking? Like, it seemed like you were not interested in me because, like, you'd either respond, not respond to me, or give me like two word answers. And I'm like, what?
Hit me with a WYB question mark every 20 minutes.
not even that. Like I would ask them a question, and they'd be like, blah blah blah. I was like, okay, how do you feel about that? And they give me two. You know, yeah, exactly. You don't ask me shit back. Like, you literally never ask me anything about myself. It doesn't seem like you have any interest in what I'm doing. So, why am I getting... I would sit and waste my time shooting shots when I don't seem interested.
A lot of women are taught, like, they don't have to do no work to get a man. Like, they're the prize. Like, all they gotta do is be pretty. And it's not even a relationship.
Thank you for mentioning that, because... this is something that's bothered me for a while, and like I had a conversation about it with in a group chat, and it pisses me off. Women, giving sex is not a gift. Please stop that shit. Just it's like not. I'm a gift. No, you are not. You don't have to. Doesn't have to be material. Just do something that shows some effort. Like give them a card, write them a letter. Plan a trip somewhere. Do a date to something he likes. Give him a day to himself where he can do something he enjoys. Something. Show a little bit of effort. Not just, here's my pussy. Here's the gift. Like, I hate that concept. It's so... like, that is not a gift. It's not. Like, it's... I feel like there isn't really an equivalent for like what men might do. So I don't want to just be like sexist or anything, but like that's something I've seen a lot. Like where women are like, "I'm the gift." No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
That is extremely selfish.
Like, both parties need to feel like they are the gift, and also feel like their partner is the gift. Like, you know, like I feel like both parties need to feel like the gift and know that their partner is the gift too. Like, it's not like one person's more the gift than the other, because then it's just like, now you sound like it sounds like you're a burden.
It doesn't have to be a lot, but like, do something. Make a dinner that you might not normally cook. Something.
I just feel put like put in effort is effort.
Put in a little like, effort. Like not just go to the store, grab a bowl, and then sit in your bed and put a bowl on top of your pubes. Like, that's not a gift.
No.
That shows no effort.
Is effort. So like if one person's rich, one person's poor, like the person that's rich, buying a gift might not be no effort for them. Like, you know, showering someone with gifts when you have a whole bunch of money, it's not really effort. You just can't afford to do it. But like if you're showering me with gifts that I like because you're taking interest in me and you're figuring out the things that I like, then that's one thing. But like if you're just buying me a whole bunch of stuff,
yeah,
and you're not really caring about if I like it or whatever. Oh, it's fancy.
Yeah, like if you're gonna spend a lot of money, spend a lot of money on something that the person cares about. Like I said, gift equals effort. Like, it's not just, oh, I'm getting you something because it's expensive, or Or like I said, oh, I'm just giving you some pussy. Like, that's not a gift. You right. put no effort into it.
If you are poor, like, the poorer person in that relationship.
Like for some person, like, a Chanel bag might be the gift because they really want that Chanel bag. But for another person, I don't give a shit about no Chanel bag.
I would like a Chanel bag.
I would have rather you just wrote me a letter. Or, you know, took me to my favorite restaurant.
Write me a letter. Get me the Chanel bag.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, see what I'm saying? Like, it's depends on person to person, but, like, the effort is the thing that matters.
Literally, the effort is the most important thing.
Maybe a sexual encounter, if you put into, like, some thought into, like, maybe some role play, or you get something that, you do something that they really, really want to try, okay, cool. I can sort of understand that. But just, like, oh, I'm the gift is, no, that's not a gift. Stop that.
Right. I'm the gift. He better be happy I'm here type stuff. No. Nobody better be happy that you're in their life because you need to be playing your part in their life. And whatever that part is in their life.
I gave him some head. That was a gift. Okay. Like that. I don't know. That's just been something that's bothering me for a while. Like put a little bit of effort into things, ladies. Like, I know you guys are generally the ones pursued, so you're the ones used to getting pampered. But men deserve to be pampered as well. Like, it's not... I agree. It's a relationship is a two-way street. It's not just one person giving all the way. You gotta get back. So, like, say, for instance, your boyfriend did a whole bunch of stuff, great stuff for your birthday, and then his birthday's a few months later, and you just say, yeah, I'm the gift. That's...
My boyfriend would leave.
I mean, like, that's just being selfish on your part and lazy.
That's ridiculous. And I think it is so funny. Oh, I got some new lingerie. You got that for you, sis. Like, it's not for him.
I put on this little dress for you, okay? But you already bought that dress on Fashion Nova, like, 10 weeks ago.
I've seen this dress before.
I've seen it in your closet. You just happened to find the time where you wanted to wear it.
You didn't get that for me. You got that for you. You're wearing it.
You're wearing it. Happened to be wearing it and saying it's for me, but it's not for me.
I do think effort is definitely important. You cook them a meal.
Like a very nice meal. Like, you cook their favorite food. That shows effort. Yeah. You were paying attention to something that they like. And you got the ingredients. You cooked it. It doesn't have to be, I'm not saying you have to do something big and spectacular every time, but, like, just put effort into it. The effort is what matters. Exactly. Like, show that you care enough about this person to do something that's out of your way.
I agree.
Like, I feel like a gift has to be something that isn't something normal. Like, on a normal day, we could have sex. On a special day, I don't know, maybe we role play and you do something that I've been really wanting. Okay, cool. That seems like a gift. But, like, don't just say regular sex. That's a gift. You know what I mean? Like, do better, ladies who do this. I'm not saying, like, all women in general do this. I'm just saying there's a certain subset of women that I've seen talk about this, and I'm like, no.
Oh, I seen a tweet that said, like, if I spoil him back, then I'm not being spoiled. And I'm like, I don't know.
Excuse me? See, that's just you being selfish. Like,
how I'm being spoiled if I'm spoiling him back.
You spoil each other. you trade off. Like, I hate people that just expect to receive things and don't expect to give anything back. Like, man, get out of here with that selfish BS. Like, just be single. Like, just be single.
It was like, I could have just bought it myself then if that was the case.
See, okay then, you ungrateful dick.
Same gift back. Like, you know, no one said you had to give them exact same monetary value back. Like I was saying, like, one person has memory.
Like, it's not exact transaction. Like, if I spend $100, you don't have to spend exactly $100. You know what I mean? It's just the thought and the effort that counts. Like,
that's all that matters.
Like, I might buy you a really expensive bracelet, but, like, when it comes from my time for a gift, just, like, a small little thing might work for me. Like, get me a little game that I've been looking at, or you buy me a watch when I've been talking about, oh, I need a watch for a while, you know what I mean? Like, just show that I'm important to you and that you care about the things that I enjoy, the things that I like, that kind of stuff.
Right.
We kind of got sidetracked, but like...
we always do.
That was my fault. I just, like, something you said, like, brought up the topic in my head again. I just had to put it on wax. Like, stop doing that. That shit's lame. Extremely lame. Or, like, there's a certain subset of women, excuse me, that say stuff like, oh, you gotta spend a certain amount of money to bring me out on a date. Okay. Like, there's this one tweet. There's this one tweet that I find particularly dumb. You gotta spend $300 to bring me to IHOP. Excuse me?
What? Oh. The IHOP should be in the conversation if we're talking about the date.
Exactly. Like, what kind of date involving IHOP do you spend $300? What are you buying at IHOP that would cost $300? And it's just like that sense of like entitlement was like so just ridiculous, and people were cooking the shit out of her in the comments. And then she was like, I don't mean like we're spending $300 at IHOP, I mean like you gotta just give me like something to do, something like $300. And then everyone was like, oh, so you're an escort. She was like, no. They're like, but wait, you're going on a date, you're getting paid money, and then you're giving them sex. You're an escort. And she's like, no.
Yeah, for the women that do have that monetary stipulation, that's their choice, and that's their, you know, that's what they said.
I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, wanting to be financially taken care of. Just don't expect it. Yeah, don't be entitled. Like, why should I have to spend $300 at a fucking IHOP?
Well, that's her standard. She can do whatever she wants. Just if you can't meet that standard, move on.
I don't know. That mindset to me is just dumb. It's so dumb.
I find a lot of mindsets to be ridiculous. I just, you know, let them have that mindset and move on. I'm like, one less. My mute list gets longer and longer.
All right, moving on to the last question, though. What are some differences you notice in how men and women give and receive compliments? We already sort of touched on this, but like try to get more in depth on it if you can.
I will say, well, like I've already said, for like men, in my experience, most of them come with this a stipulation of some sort, some type of they want something after. For women, I feel like women, that's just in general, not all. For women, when women give women compliments, I feel like we're better at that than giving men compliments. And generally, we don't want anything in return from giving a woman a compliment, like a non-sexual compliment anyways, like a platonic one, where it's like, oh, we're just hyping up our sister, you know, like, oh, we're just giving our girl some love. So that's more of like a, you know, we don't want anything from that specifically, but like, for the most part, the women give like more shallow compliments for like strangers, which I guess would be pretty normal because you don't know them. Like, oh, you know, girl, that hair is looking good. Them shoes, girl. Yes, girl. Well, that's black people. I don't know how white women give compliments.
I'm not even gonna pretend like I know or care how white women give compliments.
Yeah, I don't know what they do, honestly. but I feel like in my experience, men have some type of ulterior motive with a compliment, for generally speaking, in that women just kind of give them out to kind of boost esteem because they want compliments. That's why I feel like women give compliments, because they want compliments. Like,
do you want to others what you want to receive?
Mm-hmm, but with like women, so like we do it in the female community, like our women community, like we give compliments back and forth because we like to hear it from, like, for me, like, so like if a pretty person wants to say to me, like, oh my god, girl, you're gorgeous, I'm gonna take them seriously because they probably got taste because they're beautiful too. But like if someone's just like not like a girl I wouldn't consider to be as beautiful, so like, oh, you know, you're so pretty, I'm like, oh, thanks, girl. Like, you know, it's like, you know, you're probably just saying that because you want me to say it back to you. But like, that sounds so mean. Now that I say that out loud. But when it comes from, like, I'll take a compliment, but I'll take a compliment more serious from a woman, period, than I will from a man. Because I feel like all men, not all men, but when a person of the male persuasion walks up to me and says something to me, I feel like they want something. And this, it might just be my own personal problem. They might not want nothing. But because they walked up to me, now I know they want something. Because I literally have learned how to play deaf. Like, and not to be funny towards anybody that is deaf, but I will literally, like, not make eye contact and continue on whatever it is that I'm doing unless somebody touches me. And that's how avoidant I am with men in public, because I do not want to hear what you have to say. Like, I can see you getting ready to speak to me and I'm just like, oh, well, you know, what's happening over here on my right side? Because this man's on the left. Like, and will continue on my walk to before I let somebody speak to me in public. It's that bad that I don't want to hear none of it. I will have headphones in with no music playing. Like, that's just my opinion. I'm sure someone else will have a different opinion about how men give compliments and their reasons for it, but I feel like women just give them to give them out and may want them back, like a compliment back, but they might not want more of a conversation after that. It's just like, oh, you're beautiful, girl. Girl, you too. I'm trying to get like you when I grow up. And then, like, that's it. But, like, with a man, it's like, oh, well, so, no, what are you doing after this? It's like, wait, no, sir. Why can't you just say you want to be like me when you grow up and walk away?
Man, I'm already grown. What do you mean I got to be like you when I grow up?
It's a joke. But I said that to people all the time.
I know. I just said I was in the mindset of I was in playing the role of the guy hitting on you.
Oh, yeah. I'm already grown up. Not trying to grow with
you. Why don't we get to know each other a little bit better?
I'm trying to grow with you. What you mean?
I'm trying to grow our business. I'm trying to manifest us.
Man, yeah. So that's exactly, like, it's not just, oh, you know, you're looking good today, girl, and keep going. Like, just your steps continue. You didn't miss a beat on your trip. You still walk it. But it's like they want to stop and talk. And, oh, you from here? How long you been here? No, sir. Move.
And I ain't come here for a conversation.
If I say all those things, now I'm rude. Now, oh, you one of them type of bitches. Yes, I am. Yes.
Now move on.
Help you move faster or no? What's going to help you get out of my face? And I think there are men that can give good compliments and keep walking. It has happened a few times, like 5 in my 31 years. But there's been...
I feel like I'm one of those men. Like, I try not to, like... I'm the type of person that if I see someone random on the street, like, say I like your shirt, I'd be like, oh, that's a cool shirt. Where you get it? And then I move on with my business. Or, oh, I like that highlight. It makes your face pop. And then move on with my business.
Yeah, I feel like you give me the good vibes of someone that knows how to keep it pushing.
I know, like, A, I don't know you. B, I'm not complimenting you because I want to receive something. I'm complimenting you because, like, that makes me feel good, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But also because I'm trying to make you feel a little bit better about your day. Because, like, you never know. Someone might be feeling pretty down, or, like, they put a lot of effort into their makeup, or they really like this dress they're wearing, or they... Damn, I spent all this money on this shirt, and like now you compliment them, and you sort of give them that validation that they might not need.
And I'm not saying don't give nobody on the streets no compliments. I'm not saying that. I said me, and also, you know, people do be having bad days, and compliments do make them smile. And, you know, oh, somebody noticed me today. And I will say, like, if I'm out and I really think I'm looking cute and nobody says nothing to me at all, like, all day out of every place that I go and no one's like, oh, girl, you look good, I'm gonna feel like I look bad. So I will say that too. Like, it's a, you know, it's an oxymoron kind of thing, but like, I feel like, you know, a compliment, like, oh, you look nice, is fine.
It depends on the intention behind the compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just giving a compliment for compliment's sake, cool, I can vibe with that. But if you're giving a compliment because you want something that I'm not willing to give, yeah.
Right, or you expected something just because you gave the compliment. Well, I was nice to you. I asked.
That was not, there was no deal agreed upon. Like, you give me compliment, I give you whatever it is that you're looking for. Like, you decided to give me the compliment. You can't get mad if I don't enjoy the compliment or I don't, right. I'm not like, receptive
when people
to that
open compliment. The door for you and you didn't ask them. And like, I say thank you, but I don't expect people to say thank you when I open the door for them because they didn't ask me to do it. So why do I have to expect sure. to thank you? So if I hold the door for
I'm the type of person that opens the door. I don't, usually people say thank you, but I don't expect people to say thank you. The only time I get mad is if I open the door and then you go, you're very, like you see me, but you're taking your sweet ass time. Okay, I'll just close the door. And or like you bump into me, you say nothing. Like you don't acknowledge my presence at all.
Well, if you touch me, you gotta say something.
Yeah, bitch.
We finna rumble.
Like, like, sir, I know you saw me. You looked in my eyes. Like,
you felt me.
Excuse me? Like those are the only times I get mad. Like, I'm not opening the door because I expect anything from you. I'm just like, oh, that I see that person. They're also at a similar distance from the door from me. Let me just hold it a little bit longer than I would normally. And then I move out my day. Do you have anything else you want to touch upon in regards to this last question?
I feel like I have something else to say, but I lost it. I had it, but I lost it. So I don't know.
You want me to give you a second to think?
My brain don't work that way, and that's trash. Like, I don't have, like, a rewind button in my brain. Like, once I start thinking about something else, whatever I was thinking about is gone until I think about it again.
Yeah, I hate when that happens, when, like, especially when it happens in, like, a few seconds. Like, mm-hmm. you'll think about it, and then, like, something will momentarily distract you, and you completely forgot what you're thinking about. Like, you know you're thinking about something, but what was it? I hate that feeling. Goddamn. Like, especially, like, if it's, like, something, like, I wanted to write down an idea or search something, and then I got distracted for 2 seconds, and then once I came back to from my distraction, wait, what was I going to search? Or what was I going to write down? Fuck.
In a heartbeat. I'll get up and be like, where was I about to go?
Shit. I will leave. I will walk through a door and forget why I came into that room. Why was I going here? The fuck? Did I have a reason to be in here?
No.
I mean, I must have had a reason. I got up and I walked. But what was the reason? What was the reason? Cardi B voice.
What was the reason?
Thank you. Thank you for welcome. Supporting me in my lame jokes. I appreciate that.
I think we covered it enough. Let me see.
Do you have anything you want to shout out or anything you're like currently on to that you want to talk about before we end?
I feel like I have like so much stuff going on right now, like in the works of making, but I'm actually like planning out a matchmaking service and like a relationship kind of, not a blog I guess, but like maybe like an email blast. I want to get stuff. I'm already like taking down like topics and stuff, but I might do a podcast that's cool. with it too. I might, because I'm gonna
I have a few topics that are sort of relationship based that I plan to cover at some point. Like right now I have in my notes like a topic about monogamous relationships, how do you know when to be committed, friends with benefits, like is that a concept that really actually exists? Like I have a few of those like stored up in my notes. It's funny you mentioned that. That sounds really cool though.
I'm working on that right now. Like I watched the show on Netflix, so it's like This Lady in India, the matchmaker. And I was like, you know what? I
can do that. Matchmaker stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I can do that for my peers. Like she's not doing this and I can't do. But I'm formulating like I kinda want it to be like a questionnaire and then like I wanna divide people up into their little, you know, their little pots of who I think will be compatible and then try to, you know, I have a bunch of different ways that I want to try to figure out who would be a good match. But I want to do like
is this like an actual like business venture or just like a hobby you're trying to do?
It's going
to
start off kind of like a hobby. It's no promises. Mm-hmm. It's going to be free. For the first maybe like 2 rounds, I want to prove it works before I start trying to, you know, charge anything for it.
Yeah, you're trying to gain some market research before. Right.
Yes, and then for the email blast like topics that I want to do in the podcast, that stuff's going to be pretty much free. It's just going to be like, you know, to kind of keep. It's going to be like resources for relationships and like just conversation topics and just like kind of like my opinion on everything more so, like, you know, for my like kind of like editorial type of thing, like, oh, this is how I feel about this topic. This is what you could do in your relationship, blah, blah, blah. How to communicate better, how to do this, blah, blah, blah. Like,
sort of like the Cosmo, like those Cosmo editorials.
Yes, but.
Except probably less pretentious.
Like our evil in mind. Yeah. Yeah, and how to be successful in a relationship, not to be worried about everybody else and your business and, you know, just how to, you know, because I feel like all the stuff that we get is bad advice. I want to give good advice. Mm. And I've been giving good advice to my friends for the longest amount of time for free. So might as well, you know, give it to other people too. And if you want to read it, you can read it. If you don't, you don't. But I want to kind of just like build an email list of people that you need. I want to have like the topics. Like if you're single right now, I want to give you single advice. If you're in a relationship right now, I want to give you relationship advice. I want to partner with somebody that's married because I'm not married. So I don't know what marriage advice would be. But I want to, you know, find somebody that can give marriage advice that has been a long, successful marriage and with kids and stuff like that. I don't have no kids, so, like, parent advice. So, like, have all that stuff on the page. Mm-hmm. But at first, it's just going to start with me, and then I'll eventually find, like, maybe a few extra writers that can give, you know, advice on the topic of the week.
That's dope. That's definitely a cool idea. And anyone who might be listening, please like support her in this. Like I always want to see my friends do well in life, but like it's cool hearing someone conceptualize an idea and then work to achieve it. I actually did a podcast about the self-actualization, but it's cool. It's always cool to see someone have an idea that they really enjoy and then work on it, build it into something that is viable. So I'm definitely going to be waiting on that with like bated breaths and see. Do you have anything else you want to talk about or touch on?
Not right now. No.
Okay, then. So I'm opening up the podcast for suggestions. So if you have any topic suggestions or any questions you might want to send my way, you can always email me at my email, jairlashleycTRA@gmail.com, or contact me on Twitter at jlash20, or on Snapchat or Instagram at jairlashley, no space in between. Thank you again to my friend Janice / Athena / Quirky Jerk, the woman of many names. But thank you again for joining me. It's always a pleasure to be able to talk to you. And you're always welcome to join me again for any other topic you're interested in. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
And have a great night. You're very welcome.